there, it's Dr. Linda Papadopoulos with The Psychology Behind. Now today, I want to speak about time management. Just think, how much of your typical work week do you spend stressed about not having enough time to finish all the stuff you'd plan to do or tick off all the items on your to-do list? Time is one of those things that always seems to be in short supply. And while the term time management is often associated with business, I actually think it's a skill we need to master in every part of our lives. Now, the thing is, time isn't one of those resources that you can store up and use later. We all get 24 hours a day, and the time we don't use, well, you just can't get it back. And this is why not managing our time efficiently makes us sometimes feel like we're kind of playing catch up, right? Like we can't switch off. And those feelings of unfinished business can underlie a lot of the stress and frustration that we feel and, you know, about whatever it is that we're working on. And these are the things that ultimately lead to burnout. At certain points, most of us feel like there's not enough time to live the lives that we want to live, right? We blame lack of time for not going to the gym or for not investing in our friendships. We blame it for staying in unhealthy jobs and relationships that we know aren't good for us. We get tired, we get stressed and overwhelmed. And if we don't learn to manage our time efficiently, this just punctuates that feeling of always playing catch up. So ultimately, we need to create the time we need to get what we want out of life and not just wait for it to magically appear. Now, the obvious thing to do when you're overwhelmed with how much you've got on is to, say, work a lot more, right? Is to stay at work for more hours or to just, you know, stay up late. However, a lot of research in this area, and in fact, in one recent study out of Stanford University that looked at productivity in terms of hours worked, found that people who work more hours, and they looked at a specific point of around 55 hours per week, do not actually get more done than those who work less than that. So apparently the relationship is non-linear, right? So it's not straightforward. So below an hour's threshold, output is actually proportional to hours worked. But above that threshold, output rises at a decreasing rate as those hours increase. So it seems that the key to good time management is not to work more, but rather to work more efficiently. And you do this by structuring all your tasks and all the things that you have to do in a way that you get more done and less time. And I think this is a really important point. I see a lot of burnout, and I see this with sort of young people I work with as well, my doctoral students, where you kind of feel that if I just stay later, it'll be fine. But what this research out of Stanford is showing is that you reach a point where actually, you know, the results depreciate. You're spending more time, but you're getting less and less out of that time that you're spending there. So you need to be able to, yes, put in the right amount of time that you have to, but in those moments when you're tired, when you're not feeling you're getting much back, you need to be able to stop and find a way to unwind. So now let's look at the five things that you can do to make the most efficient use of your time. Number one, do the important stuff first. Planning is pretty important when it comes to time management. So start by making a task list and then prioritize the tasks you need to complete. Remember, not all of the stuff that you need to get through over the course of your week is actually important. So figure out which tasks are the most important, the most urgent, identify maybe the top two or three crucial ones, and then complete them. And by doing this, you won't only get a nice sense of accomplishment, but it'll allow you to feel less stressed about what's left over to do as the important stuff has been addressed. So that way you can move on to other things or you can let them wait until tomorrow. Once you've finished what's essential, you can learn to relax. And also remember, it's probably better to do the harder, more complex tasks first when you're fresh and focused in the morning and leave the easier tasks at the end of the day because it's less likely that they'll cause as many delays. Number two, the power of no. I think this is something that I want to do a whole podcast on because it's that important. Now look, while it may be really appealing to try and never let anyone down, to accept every social invitation and every possible opportunity that comes up, at some point you need to feel able to say no to the things that you simply don't have time for. Your objective should be to take on only those commitments that you really want to do or really care about and indeed that you have time for. One of the biggest mistakes we make with time management is that we commit to too many things, a lot of which we sometimes don't even want to do, or we're doing out of a need to prove ourselves, or out of, you know, a sense of obligation. When it comes to managing your time, you need to have a sense of entitlement over how precious it is. So choose wisely what you commit to doing and learn to say no to those things that are going to take time away from the stuff that you really need to focus on. 3, focus. Now, speaking of focus, with the amount of gadgets vying for our attention today, it's amazing how we manage to get any work done at all. Think about incoming emails, for example. You're sitting at your desk, you're working at whatever project you're doing, and every few minutes, you need to refocus your attention because a message has come in that you feel compelled to respond to. These interruptions not only waste time because they stop you working, they also interrupt your attention, right? They defocus you from the task at hand, so it's hard to get back into that flow of whatever it was that you were working on. Try, therefore, to devote your focus to that one task you're doing. So make a decision not to check your emails. Close your browser windows, mute your phone, just for a prescribed time. Say between 1 and 3, I'm going to finish writing this. And I'm going to check all those emails in a couple of hours' time. In all likelihood, you know, the world's not going to end. It'll be fine if you respond a couple of hours later. But what it will do is it will allow you to spend your undivided attention on the task at hand. Immerse yourself in it like nothing else exists. 4, do it in batches. I've been seeing a lot of blogs lately on batch cooking and how it saves lots of time and money. The thinking behind this is brilliant, and it shouldn't only apply to cooking. Much of the work that we do can be done more efficiently if we group it together with similar tasks. So say, for example, over the course of the week, you need to fit in 3 meetings, write 3 articles, and buy gifts for 2 upcoming birthdays. Schedule your week to do this so that you aren't having to go to the shop, sit at your desk, and rush to a meeting all in the same day. Instead, diarize a day for meetings when you'd be out of the office, a day where you'll sit at your desk and focus on your writing without having to be interrupted by leaving for a meeting, and a day where you spend a couple of hours at the shops buying gifts. The point is, rather than approaching the things you need to do in a random order, group the similar tasks together and do them consecutively. This is actually really important, even from a cognitive point of view, as different tasks require different types of thinking. So it makes sense to allow your mind to focus and flow rather than switching from one thing to another and having to reorientate yourself constantly. Finally, 5, self-care should always be a part of your list. You're a human being, not a human doing. And while doing a lot of stuff feels great and gives you a sense of accomplishment, it also is really important to ensure that you have some balance when it comes to pausing, taking a breath, and just being. There's a lot of research out there that speaks to the benefits of meditation and mindfulness when it comes to productivity. Making a little time every day, literally just a few minutes to sit quietly and breathe, not only helps with stress, but it can help with the clarity of thought, improved focus, and all those other wonderful cognitive tools that you need to make you more efficient. So I really hope you've enjoyed that. I've got to say, I loved researching that one because for me, that, you know, the importance of being able to manage time is all about getting the most out of what I see as the most precious commodity we have, which is our time and how we spend it. So I really hope you're spending yours well. And I really appreciate that you spent some of yours listening to my podcast today. I hope you find it useful. Please keep your lovely, you know, your comments and your lovely suggestions coming. I always really enjoy hearing from you. The podcast today was produced in conjunction with Audio Boom. You can get it wherever you get your podcasts. And I look forward to speaking to you again next week.